We begin today with soccer and the news that Sparta Prague have taken a considerable step towards adding to their long history of league titles by beating their only real rivals, Viktoria Pilsen, 1-0 in the capital on Sunday evening. The only goal in what's regarded as the biggest game of the second half of the season came after only 9 minutes, when Tomasz Przykrył found the net after Kosta had cut back from the byline. With 11 games remaining, the unbeaten Sparta are now 8 points clear of Pilsen, themselves 11 points ahead of third-placed Slovan Liberec. However, Sparta manager Vítězslav Lavička says there's a lot of work to do before his team can lift what would be their first title in 4 years.
I believe we will not fall prey to any mistaken self-satisfaction after increasing our lead to the top of the table, because last season we learned how easy it is not to pick up points against relatively weak opponents. That may have cost us the title. We don't want to repeat the same mistake.
Incidentally, Viktoria Pilsen will be in Europa League action on Thursday when they travel to France's Lyon for the first leg of their last 16 tie. Briefly returning to the Czech top flight, Bohemians 1905 have sacked coach Josef Weber. The Prague side are at the bottom of the table and 5 points away from safety. Athletics Now and the Czech Republic picked up 3 medals at the World Indoor Championships in the Polish city of Sopot. Pavel Maslák took gold in the 400 metres in a Czech record of 45.24 seconds. Jan Kudlička achieved bronze in the men's pole vault. And on the final day of action on Sunday, Jitina Svobodova picked up silver in the women's pole vault. After a less-than-ideal season in 2013, Svobodova attributes her resurgence to greater mental strength and says her latest success trumps a previous European gold.
It's 100% more. It's the World Championships, isn't it? But also it's been better in terms of my performance. I really appreciate it, and I hope that it gets even better.
Finally, tennis, and Tomáš Berdych has been knocked out in the second round of the BNP Paribas Open in Indian Wells, a result that's likely to cost him his number 5 spot in the world rankings. The Czech men's number 1 lost 6-4, 2-6, 4-6 to Roberto Bautista Agut of Spain in what he said had been his worst match of the year. His compatriot Lukáš Rosol was beaten 6-4, 3-6, 2-6 in the second round in Indian Wells by the UK's Andy Murray. And that's all the sport for today.